Listening to my colleagues present, the thing that came to mind for me was building on both, particularly Matt's critique and Beatrice's, is thinking about what is bioethics, what are we doing? Bardeep described the experience, the tensions of someone who's coming out of a formal training in philosophy up to the PhD and then moving in to bioethics. Beatrice had a similar experience coming out of sociology, Matt coming out of physiotherapy. I have a different sort of experience because my training wasn't in philosophy. I have an undergrad in philosophy, but I did a master's and a PhD in bioethics and in interdisciplinary studies. And so it's a different way, and it has its own set of anxieties, particularly around being master, jack of all trades and master of none. When you have an interdisciplinary PhD, what are you? Very tough identity question. But it reinforces the challenge of doing bioethics, which is fundamentally interdisciplinary. It's not philosophy, it's not sociology, it's not anthropology, it's not physical therapy. It's a mix of all these different approaches to problems that unite us. And so at the same time that we have people who come through formal training all the way up to the PhD in one discipline, we also have people like myself who've trained in interdisciplinary programs. And then we have collaborations that work across all of these. So in the context of a graduate program in bioethics where we're training master's students and PhD students in bioethics, they all come to these programs with disciplinary backgrounds as their origin, but then we train them in an interdisciplinary space where they're learning concepts and tools from philosophy, from the social sciences, from medicine, from the health sciences. That is a challenge by definition. When we do research, it's also a challenge because we have to recognize, and this was the point of Beatrice, of being humble. What can we actually do? And what are our conceptual, our methodological, our limits to do bioethics research? It forces us to think, when we're being interdisciplinary ourselves, what are the tools that we're using? And what are the tools that we master sufficiently to be able to knit together in an effective bricolage that's synthetic, where these tools actually hang together and we're confident enough to use them? And then there's the interdisciplinarity that happens in collaboration. That's beyond a multidisciplinary, we come from a different disciplines and we each do our piece. That's one level of collaboration. I would say the interdisciplinary collaboration, and in part it's the response to, what do we do when we don't have sufficient tools? Well, that's where we build interdisciplinary teams, where we recruit experts who in their own disciplinary or interdisciplinary voyages have mastered those particular areas of expertise. Then we come to collaborate together. What makes that collaboration interdisciplinary is we learn each other's languages and we're able to share across our levels of expertise, recognize the pieces that we not necessarily own but that we master sufficiently to work with, and recognize those areas where we don't master them sufficiently. And that's where we rely on our colleagues who have those areas of expertise. Like being interdisciplinary in the individual, being interdisciplinary in a team is extremely difficult because it requires a team who can work together, who recognizes their strengths and their weaknesses, can be humble in that collaboration, and learns each other's languages. And I would say that's one of the enormous advantages of bioethics, both as a field of training where we're training people in bioethics and as an interdisciplinary field where people come from philosophy, from the social sciences, from the health sciences to work together on problems that are of shared interest. So it's a challenge, but it's also a massive resource.
Thank you.